I guess I would say they snuck into the NIT, but when you look at Memphis at 17-14, I guess they were certainly not one of the last teams in, but Memphis might have been, unless they were their regular season champion or something. But anyway, so 7 o'clock tonight, it's a game you can hear on the Buzz, and that's really the only Razorback-related thing going on other than baseball, which we'll be picking back up here pretty soon. And Arkansas losing 2 out of 3 over the weekend, unfortunately, to Ole Miss. This weekend it gets even tougher. South Carolina is 17-3 overall, and I don't guess it's not really tougher because Ole Miss has been really good this year. They're 20-2 right now. But 17-3 against South Carolina. It is on the road, though, which makes it a little more difficult. The game on Friday is at 6:30, and it's a 6:05 pregame. Then we've got Saturday's game, which will follow our special broadcast from the First Tee of Central Arkansas as we give away our green jacket giveaway.
That's exciting.
Is that redundant? Anyway, we've got green jacket giveaway on Saturday, so we look forward to that. And that's going to be a special broadcast around 11:30 right after Oaklawn race day. And that will go through the pregame for the Arkansas-South Carolina game, which starts at 2:15 Central Time, which means 1:45 pregame. So we'll lead right up into the pregame. And then Sunday, Arkansas-South Carolina is at 12:30 with a 12 o'clock pregame. Arkansas doing a pretty good job on the mound, not necessarily scoring timely runs, but a 1.81 ERA as a team. I haven't looked a lot at South Carolina. I'm sure we'll take a little closer look at them as we get ready to preview the weekend, but certainly they've done a pretty good job being 17-3 on the season. So pretty impressive.
Yeah, and UCA plays this weekend too in Tulsa.
Yes, against Oral Roberts. Yes. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Yeah.
So the guy who doesn't want to listen for the next month, there's your baseball talk.
There you go, buddy. And we'll update you on the Arkansas score for tomorrow. Again, the early game today in the NCAA tournament is Valpo and Michigan State. Tom Izzo, a guy who has been there many, many times over, certainly knows his way around the tournament. And that was one of the factors we told you to play into your bracket yesterday, was to give the coaches with the experience a little more credit maybe as you get ready to fill out your bracket. And in about 5 minutes, it's going to be too late, at least if you're in the Buzz bracket, because once they tip off, it's over.
It's game over.
Butler and Bucknell also will be playing in this 11 o'clock hour, 11:40 tip, and it again is Rodney Clark's former Razorback, his team, and now the Bulldogs playing Bucknell. 26-8 on the season, 11-5 in A-10 play this year. Very good conference, and SEC let us down again last night with Tennessee losing, so again, I just cannot pick Missouri or Florida to go very deep, and I understand that Missouri and Florida are not Tennessee or Kentucky, but still.
Florida has a 20-point spread.
Yeah, they should. I'm picking them to win today.
You're picking them to win today.
I'm not picking
them
to go very deep in the tournament.
Okay.
Rodney Clark is the leading scorer for his Butler Bulldogs at 16.7 a game, and Andrew Smith is their second leading scorer. This year from the three-point line, he hit 108 out of 262, so pretty dangerous from beyond the three-point line, which surprises probably no one who watched him play at Arkansas. For Bucknell at 28-5, they were 12-2 in conference play in the Patriot League. And I'm pulling up their numbers right now. I don't know much about them other than the fact that I can't get over the fact they beat Arkansas a couple years ago. That was one of the more annoying losses in Razorback history, I think, for Razorback fans. It's a game that still sticks in most people's craw. And anytime Tommy Smith mentions Bucknell, he does it with a certain level of disgust in his voice. I'll be surprised if they knock out Butler, but they've had a great year, 12-2 in their conference. The Bucknell Bison. Could never have told you that. They're led by a guy named Mike Muscala. He's scoring 19 points a game, and he does it strictly on the inside. He's taken 15 threes the entire year. So you're talking about polar opposites in the way they get their points, but certainly he
is.
That'll
be a good game then.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a good matchup. So here are your odds to win the 2013 championship, in case you're interested. Louisville is the favorite.
Louisville.
Sorry. Just put the headset on, Chris, because I know you want to get in here and set me straight on this stuff. And besides, I want to get your thoughts on the Final Four. Chris Kane of KATV joining us here at Dugan's Pub, waiting on his Anaheim turkey sandwich, hopefully with onion rings, which is the only way I eat it.
There you go.
How's that?
That's better.
Louisville.
Say it with me. You say Louisville.
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 I can't say it like that.
Just say Louisville.
No, I've said Louisville my whole life. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Louisville Slugger? Is that what you say? Louisville Slugger?
No. I guess that's just the wrong pronunciation. If you ask anyone from Kentucky, it's Louisville.
Okay, but when you talk about the bat, you don't say Louisville Slugger.
No.
Okay, well, why is that?
I don't know.
All right, well, it's Louisville in my book. Anyway, they're the overwhelming favorite. Indiana, number 2 at 5-1. I don't know if I mentioned that the Cardinals are 19-4 odds. Florida is the third favorite in the tournament.
Wow.
Which I have a serious problem with.
Really?
I don't like Florida to go very deep. I can't give any credit, and I can't pick any SEC team to go very deep, considering.
I picked them losing the first round.
You picked Florida to lose in the first round.
Northwestern State today.
Yeah, 3-14.
Wow. Did you put money on that? It was a 20-point spread on that
game. Oh, it's a five. No, not on the game. No. But we do an office pool at Channel 7, so it's just for fun. And I always try to pick games, especially in the early rounds, like a 3-14. You saw what happened to Louisville last year. Always try to put different bets like that in the first round. Obviously, a 12-5 is very popular, but a 3-14 has actually been a little bit more prevalent in the past couple of years. So that was my 3-14.
The other number one seed's Gonzaga. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Well, I don't. You'd have to ask them.
Okay, Kansas got
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah, you're all right. Close. Kansas, but well, that's how we say it here.
They're both 10-1, so they're next. At the bottom of the list, you've got Liberty at 1,000-1, and they're already out, right? So it's North Carolina A&T, 1,000-1. LIU Brooklyn, which won last night at 1,000-1?
James Madison won last night.
Okay, well, I don't even know. I guess it doesn't matter. They're all 1,000-1, so it doesn't really matter.
What was James Madison or LaSalle?
James Madison was 1,000-1. LaSalle actually is 500-1. So is Southern. Western Kentucky's 500-1. Chris, I'm telling you, the Western Kentucky.
You
Kansas
go with the Toppas?
No, I'm not, but I'll take them catching 22 or whatever the line is.
20.
Okay, I like them catching 20 points against Kansas. It's going to be competitive.
Yeah, I think so. I like Western Kentucky, but, I mean, come on. The way Kansas has played lately is really, really a big factor. That's why it's a 20-point.
If by lately you mean the entire season, then absolutely. They
except
have
for
really
except
well.
For except for the TCU game.
They had that one little stretch. Remember, in the middle of the season, a big baby, if you can find that clip from earlier in the year when Bill Self said they were like the worst Kansas team ever.
Ever.
Remember that?
As Taylor Swift, like ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yes. He said worse than the old YMCA teams that they would lose to back in the day with Dr. Naismith.
To this point in the year, press conference. Probably the best clip of the whole season right now.
Hey, ever since then, they've turned it around. All it takes nowadays is for a coach to kind of flip out every now and then or go
just
off.
Just lose it.
I mean, look at Mike Gundy, a guy at Oklahoma State, before he completely went off and claimed that he was a man in 40. They were an average team since then.
This is the worst team that Kansas has ever put on the floor since Dr. Naismith was there. I think he had some bad teams when he lost to Topeka YMCA and things like that. In the first couple of years, but for the first half, there hasn't been a team play worse than that offensively. That hasn't happened anywhere. Maybe Northern Illinois earlier in the year. I think they made one basket and a half.
See, he not only threw his whole team under the bus.
He picked out a random team just
he brought
throw
Northern Illinois
under the bus.
Who beat him last year.
So, my Cyclones are 200-1.
Or 2 years ago, excuse me. 2 years ago was Northern Illinois when they upset him, right?
I don't remember.
You don't even remember that? That was one of the biggest upsets.
I remember the I love it.
It was huge.
Anytime Kansas loses, I'm a fan of it. But I also remember
it's two
Northern only scored
ago.
Like 12 points in a game this year or something crazy like that. There was something stupid. Maybe it was a little more than that, but still. There were some bad offensive performances in college basketball this year. Luckily for him, his Kansas team is – I think they lost three in a row.
They did lose three in a row. I was in studio that day.
They've lost five games the entire season, and they lost three games in a row.
I was in studio the day that we played this clip, and then they ended up winning the game after.
29-5.
I think they were played A&M.
Okay. I'll have to look at it. I got to look at the scores for tomorrow because I got to pull up their schedule from the year. So, Chris, who's in your Final Four?
I have, if I can remember correctly, thank you.
You don't have to remember correctly. Just wing it.
Okay, I have, Louisville. I have them in my Final Four.
I don't even know who that is. Where do they play?
Well, they play in this little town in Kentucky. Don't worry. They're playing in Lexington, though, which you guys mentioned yesterday. So ironic.
Is that
it's
not
so
hilarious?
It couldn't be more perfect than that.
It is.
I pick VCU. I'm going with Shaka.
In the Final Four?
Yeah. Why not? Also, let's see. Indiana. I picked Indiana. That was my other number one seed to go.
And then Ohio State.
And then I picked Ohio State. And I went with Ohio State because my future father-in-law is a huge fan and graduate of Ohio State, so I think that's some bonus points right there.
Trying to get in with
because,
the family.
Yeah, really, I mean, picking the tournament champion every year, it's so difficult, especially in the parity. And you mentioned yesterday how you don't think, since everyone's saying there's going to be parity, there's not going to be parity. So that's why I have two number ones. One, number five with VCU, but they don't really count that much, and a number two.
As a guy who's been married for going on 8 years, let me just say that you have figured it out already. Good for you.
Thank you.
Sucking up to the father-in-law is a good move. Me, on the other hand, I like to go the other way because I am contrarian. You're a good person. I'm not. I like to poke at my father about his LSU Tigers as much as I can, but it is LSU,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a little different.
So I kind of have a dog in the fight, or a hog in the fight, as it were in this case.
Yeah.
You have no feelings one way or the other about Ohio State, so just sucking up to
only back in 2010.
Yeah, no problem with that.
When it was brutal driving back with that flag on the car when I lost the bet. Yeah, from the Sugar Bowl. All the way back from New Orleans.
Oh.
We went down with two flags, a Razorback and an Ohio State flag.
We only came
back with one.
I thought you were talking about the national title game in basketball a few years ago when they lost to Florida, your home
state.
That
was hilarious. I mean, that was terrible. That was awful.
Yes, okay, so here you go. Kansas lost to Oklahoma State 85-80 at TCU, one of the worst teams. I mean, I don't know what their RPI was. TCU stunk this year, 62-55. Then they lost at Oklahoma, a good team and a tournament team, 72-66, mm-hmm. which, by the way, I do have Oklahoma winning a game or maybe two. Oklahoma plays San Diego State, and I got them winning in a 10-7 matchup. Then I got them losing to Georgetown. So they lose that, or they lose those three in a row, and then they have won 10 of their last 11 games. Their only loss at Baylor, a team that, oh, by the way, did you see what they did last night? Baylor scored like 120 points last night.
Yeah, it was big.
In the NIT. This is a team that felt like they were actually about...
I actually filled the bracket up before I went to bed because it was that big of a lead, and I didn't even watch the game.
You filled out your phone on an NIT bracket? You are a junkie. I like it.
Wow.
I did.
NIT bracket.
Okay,
that's hardcore.
Me too. Boom.
That is hardcore.
Hey. That is big.
Whoa.
What can I say? I try to end up prepared.
My buddy Ernie is a Long Beach State grad, and I said, your team stinks, and he said, that hurts. They got beat 112-66 last night. 112-66.
In 40 minutes.
Yeah. I don't think it went overtime. I don't think that went overtime.
No.
112.
Try to put that in perspective.
To 66. That is
for a college team.
No, that is such a slaughter.
That's
yeah, 112
insane.
Points is a lot.
It's insane. Even in the NBA.
And Baylor, you know, of course,
48 minutes.
They were like a bucket away from advancing to another game in the Big 12 tournament, which might have gotten them as one of the last ones into the NCAA tournament. But hey, commend Kansas. And all the negativity from Bill Self towards his team. I'd love to see what Northern Illinois did this year. So somebody needs to remind me, what exactly did they do offensively? Because they had a game earlier this season as we continue to take a look back on the year. Justin in Conway says it was Northern Iowa, not Illinois.
Thank
that
you.
Upset
Thank
Kansas.
You. Northern there Iowa, that's right.
And that was a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, it was about 2 or 3 years ago.
There was a kid with a really weird name.
It was a
name.
Huge
they hit a big,
upset, though.
A couple big threes, yeah. Ethan in Florida says, finally, someone on the air pronouncing Louisville.
I got you, Ethan, from
correctly.
Florida.
Did I do it right that time?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I normally like to pronounce things correctly, but, you know, it's Louisville. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. You just said it again. See, just work with it a little
bit. Mr. Patino's team.
There you go. The Cardinals.
Jeremy says.
As far as a puffin flew.
Okay. Congratulations, Jeremy. That's fantastic. Chris, any thoughts on the Miami Heat?
Oh, yes. They're incredible. That sums up everything.
Did you watch the game last night?
I looked for it. Was it on TV here?
No.
Fight.
Okay.
Fight.
I couldn't watch.
We watched it at the draft in Conway because we went there.
Okay.
Because I called around.
Love that place.
It's awesome. Anyway, we went there, had the game on. Watched it at the end, like the last half or whatever. Came back, 27-point run.
Did you see the run itself?
Yes, we did. It was in the third into the fourth. Okay, 5.9 seconds left. I promise you, LeBron tipped that ball out. Refs went over, official review, they said Cavaliers player. How is it possible, if LeBron's hand was in front of the Cavaliers player, how is it possible that LeBron did not tip it out?
Because he's LeBron.
It's magic, I'm pretty sure.
And the refs had money on the 24.
No, they're in
Orlando,
Miami.
No. Well, here's the thing. I think that LeBron, like Justin said earlier, is going to get calls
he's
like that. It's
it
unfortunate
no
for the game, but at the same time, it's great for the game
it's
because
it's great for basketball. We've
it
got
is.
Another 24-point streak or 24-game run going, so it is what it is.
I was keeping up with it on Twitter, and there were some people who post a couple things. You know, questionable call, going to the replay. Some people said inconclusive evidence. But you're saying it was conclusive.
Like, yeah, I feel like if his hand was the hand in front.
And it touched it.
Oh, definitely. They both touched it. It was like their hands were intertwined.
Maybe if it was intertwined, those fingers touched it before his fingers. See how the other fingers are right there?
In my opinion, and those I follow on Twitter were pretty...
I saw Ian Poulter's tweet that you retweeted.
Yes,
he
Ian
was very
Poulter.
Upset.
He was little chap last
night. Definitely
had
money on that game.
Exactly.
Okay, so Chris, how long will the streak go?
Well, one huge roadblock, I think it's the 30th game, is San Antonio. I was looking at the schedule earlier, and that, I mean, when you look at San Antonio, the Spurs, would you guys say they're the Cindy Crawford?
To the
Kate Upton of the
what do you
of at least
say?
Oklahoma
Cindy
City.
Cindy Crawford, Kate Upton. You're young. You're going to go Kate
of
Upton.
Of course I'm going to go Kate Upton.
I know you are.
She's in the
Have
news.
You seen that cover of Sports Illustrated? I would swim to Antarctica if she was there,
theory.
I'm sure.
Here's my theory on this.
I only get it for the
Kate Upton is
articles.
Like, what, 21 or
the
22 years old?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Look at Cindy Crawford now.
Uh-huh.
And look at Kate Upton now.
Now,
Kate Upton is not going to look as good as Cindy Crawford when Cindy Crawford is that old.
You don't know.
Yes, you do.
Although I agree with that.
Just like Kim Kardashian. She looks great right now.
Does she?
Thank you.
Well, I agree with you guys there.
Yeah, well, when you're a skank, you lose a little bit of your looks points. Sorry.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Kate Upton is not going to look as good as Cindy Crawford when she's Cindy Crawford's age.
Well, I hope I'm around to find out.
San Antonio, though, I think is their biggest roadblock, and it's around 30, which is real close to the record, so that'll be huge to see if they can get past them. But you mentioned Chicago earlier. They're a tough team. Even without Derrick Rose, they're a good team.
Will Chicago break it? Doesn't Chicago have the record?
No, the Lakers have the record.
Okay.
It's
like a 71
Charlotte,
Lakers team.
Orlando.
How many games, the year the Bulls won 72, how many was
I looked
their
it up. I think
streak?
It was only 18.
That's weird.
I'm pretty sure it was
that
the high teens.
How filthy they were. They probably had four winning streaks that long.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
would that work out math-wise? Well, maybe not four.
Last night, though, was a really I mean, whenever I saw it at halftime, the score, I was thinking, of course it'd be Cleveland. How perfect
ironic,
is that?
Yeah.
How ironic. This is perfect. Even without Kyrie Irving, Dan Gilbert, you know, he must be. Someone tweeted, Dan Gilbert's probably trying to figure out how to get confetti on the ceiling right now without interrupting the game. That was a great tweet.
That was good.
You look at that and you think, and now, and he had to have been more upset than anyone in Cleveland sports history after that game.
I have seen guys blow 16-point leads late in the NBA. The NBA, it is never out of reach. It
never.
Is amazing how good these guys are and how no game is out of reach. It's incredible.
I mean, when you have the best player in the world, though, no game ever is going to be out of reach.
Three of the best players.
Three, yeah, exactly.
Three of the best
it's unfair.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Got to give them credit, though, even with three of the best players to continue a streak like that in an NBA where they were.
And the comeback.
Exactly. You know, Bill Simmons was talking about how the league, back when the Lakers did it in 71, it was a little diluted. You know, you had players from the ABA and the NBA. It was kind of spread out. And now, since it's just the NBA, no D-League. I mean, you're talking every good player's playing in the league right now. So for 25-plus teams to be able to compete every single night and they still have a 24-game winning streak is, I mean, it's one of the most impressive sports streaks I've ever seen.
My buddy Stewart says Kate Upton will look like Anna Nicole when she's Cindy C's age. And I'm thinking Anna Nicole today or Anna Nicole
ouch.
Before the
low blow?
No.
Yep. Uh huh.
It was a weird
too
reference.
Soon? Nope. Too late.
I kind of agree, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? I
looked pretty
agree.
Good back in the day.
Kate's got her curves.
She's curvy.
One
bad cheeseburger and it could all go south.
One Hardee's. What was that? The commercial?
Yeah. The
yes.
New...
The jalapeno. No, the new one. I know the new one you're talking about.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, Mrs. Robinson.
Wow. Yeah. Heidi Klum. That's another. See, that's another oldie but goodie.
She's
you gotta
fantastic.
Go with the like.
And she cut all the dead
class.
Weight. Also known as Seal. So she's back on the market. She's looking fantastic.
She is fantastic.
She's got
I
a
like
lot of.
Old.
She's on like three TV shows too. She's got a lot going on.
She does. She's very busy.
Okay.
She's like a mogul.
Let me get Terry in here. Terry, welcome. How are you? Terry, are you there?
Hey, check us out. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Check it out. I'm a Big 12 man, and I can go ahead and vouch. Kansas is historically the biggest disappointment when it comes to March Madness in the history of March Madness. Okay, that year when they lost to Northern Iowa was actually an at-large team. They had a seven-footer. And I know exactly, I forgot, can't think of his name for the life of me. But
they had a guard that was a great shooter.
He hit the three.
Yeah.
He
hit
to seal
a few threes.
Kansas is known for faltering regardless of whatever seed, regardless of however they've done the regular season, they're known for faltering in March. I've got them falling to Villanova in the second round. Okay, so I've got Iowa State in the Final Four coming out the West.
What?
Yes, I said it.
If by you're a Big 12 guy, you mean you smoked a 12-inch joint this morning, then I'm absolutely with you.
That's from a cyclo grad.
I hope you're right, but you're crazy. They're not beating Ohio State, even if they get by Notre Dame.
This is why I say that. They've got the seniors. They're battle-tested. And they're one of those hungry teams that are going to just jump up out of nowhere that are just going to make serious noise. And Iowa State has all those intangibles. Hey, and as far as Louisville, I've got them losing in the Elite Eight to Duke. So I've got Duke coming out the Midwest.
Okay.
And in the South, I've got VCU. So and I like
VCU.
It.
A lot of people are on Shaka Smart's team, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and in the East, I've got Butler and Indiana in the Elite Eight, and I've got Butler beating them at the buzzer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I would be sick if Butler makes it to the final.
Why? Why would you? I mean, come on, man. You want to see a good for Rodney Clark. He deserves.
No, I don't. I cannot root for him. I don't root against him, but I it is going to bother me if he makes it deep. Because you know what? He could have been a difference maker on the team this year, and they'd be an NCAA tournament team with him. I believe that.
Yeah, but there was a lot of stuff that was going on that we didn't know about that was behind
like
the
what?
Scenes. Just wasn't happy.
Like what?
Well, I mean.
I don't care if he's happy. I'm an Arkansas fan. I want to be happy. Can I be happy for once? I've been miserable for a long time. He's only been miserable for like two seasons.
Yeah, but if you're calling.
He would have been gone anyway this year, I guess, if he would have stayed. Unless he redshirted last year sitting at Arkansas, which wouldn't have made any sense. Can't take it all back. I hope they win the whole thing.
Listen, if Pelfrey didn't have his head up his butt and had managed his team right and actually
hasn't he suffered enough?
Well, yeah, but still, man, Rodney Clark is a legend back in Oklahoma. He deserves good, okay? This guy
has
a journey.
I don't care about that.
Wait, are you sticking up for Pelfrey and getting on to Rodney?
No, forget Pelfrey.
I'm saying
forget Pelfrey.
I'm talking to Akers. I'm not sticking up for Pelfrey.
No. I'm not talking to you.
All I'm saying is, yes, he's suffered enough, and he's taken enough abuse. Second of all, I would say that I'm not rooting for Rodney. Are you rooting for Rodney?
I hope Rodney does
There have been
fine.
Two stories. There's been two mentions on the front page of the paper today. Like we're
he's
still claiming
him.
He's a good
kid.
Is he?
I think so.
I think he's a whiny little baby. That's
really?
What I think.
No.
Yeah, you know what? Forget it. Look, I'm not rooting against a kid. I think he should have toughed it out.
He did. He stayed with Pelfrey for 3 years.
Yeah, well, then they made a coaching change, and he should have stuck around for his last year. Can't believe you guys root for this kid. Anyway, that's fine. So be it.
He's a kid, Justin.
It's all good.
I don't care.
Hey, y'all keep up the good. You guys keep up the good work. Hey, I got a question for Canadian chick.
She has a name, apparently, according to the guy earlier. It's Christine.
Christine.
But, yeah, what's up, for Christina, what do you got?
Christine, Canadian chick, the hockey girl. I dig you. I'm glad you're on the show because you get bringing some, you know, you bring it some personality. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I got a question for you. Can you report on the National Basketball League of Canada? Because y'all in the playoffs and the London Lightning are dominating. Wow. They've only lost like two games all year. Can you report on that every once
totally
in a while?
Harry, no, she
I
can't.
I didn't even realize that there was a national basketball team of Canada. I knew
because
we had two Canadian teams in the NBA, and that is it.
Do you still have two Canadian teams?
I believe so, don't we?
I don't know.
Toronto Raptors and, oh, no, you know
no,
what?
They took Vancouver away from you because you guys were so
Memphis
bad.
Memphis went to Vancouver.
Just like they
Vancouver
took away,
to Memphis.
They took away the Montreal baseball team for some reason.
The Expos.
Expos.
Andre Dawson, one of the greats of all time.
The Winnipeg Rain. Jets are back, though.
Oh, heck yeah, they are.
See?
My uncle used to play for the Winnipeg Jets. That
really?
Was his very
Shut
first.
Shut your mouth.
Back in the day.
You. She's dropped all kinds of bombs on us. My uncle played for Winnipeg, and I sat on Tom Selleck's lap when I was a kid.
I can't believe you don't know this. This is like all over the internet. My uncle was the very first person to beat up Wayne Gretzky. On God's honor.
And lived?
Promise.
And lived to tell about it?
Oh, no. Next time he was out on the ice, Mark Messier, they all had his way with him. But promise you, he was.
Had their way with him, or they beat him up?
They beat him up. But I promise you, he was the very first person. Google it. It's true.
Okay, I believe you. Interesting. Yeah. All right. I wanted to talk more about Rodney Clark, but I guess we don't have time for that.
We got Oaklawn.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk to Jeff Monty Taylor, get his picks from Oaklawn. It is a great day to be down there. And, oh, I'm sure they'll have a TV or two on the games. By the way, in the early going, it is 8-8, Michigan State and Valpo in a dogfight.
And Justin Rose is running away with Arnold.
Is he?
He is.
We have much more about Arnold Palmer coming up in the Entertainment Report. Much more on Kate Upton, too. Apparently,
yes, we do.
She's in high demand, which is not a surprise. But to have the audacity to actually ask her out over the internet, I love it.
She
yes.
gave a maybe to someone and a heck yes to the other.
This kid has a huge pair of guts.